dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Let's roll. Let's go into another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thanks for being here with us. My next guest is president of the nation's largest hydroponics retailer, Hydroponics, referred to by CNBC as the quote-unquote Lowe's or Home Depot for indoor growing. They always have people, they're always guests when we have, they always have to be, you know, the mainstream, and he wants to go ahead and tag somebody as a particular market. They always have that, have that idea. Got to be associated with a brand name that can be familiar to those. Now, they rose from obscurity to being the national category leader in hydroponics retail by cornering the cannabis market. Very distinguished, very distinct as how their business model is. We're going to get into Grow Generation and their president, Michael Salomon. Thanks for being here in Blunt Business, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure. Let's give a little background on Grow Generation. You sell hydroponic equipment, soils, nutrients, lighting fixtures, and legal states. Hydroponics, obviously, not growing with soil per se. We're in a water-based fashion. Now, Motley Fool summarized Grow Generation owning and operating 31 hydroponics garden centers across the U.S., making it the largest of its kind. In most recent news, the company just acquired the number three chain in this space, the Grow Biz, adding six more stores to its roster. So fill me in on Grow Generation, the idea of hydroponics being used in the cannabis space. Kind of give us the 30,000 foot view, please.
My pleasure. First, Grow Generation has emerged as the largest supplier of all equipment, nutrients, additives, soils, everything that you need to grow a cannabis plant, you come to Grow Generation. Today, we actually have 39 locations. And we're continually to invest and acquire the best of breed of hydroponic operations. And we can talk more about the landscape of the market. But it's a one-stop shopping experience for growers of all sizes and shapes, whether you're a hobbyist or a traditional grower, or you're a large multi-state operator that's operating in multiple states. Grow Generation will provide a one-stop shopping solution for all your needs, from nutrients to additives to soil to media. We do sell a lot of soil, and I'll explain how hydroponics actually does play in that world as well.
Now,
but lighting and all the outfitting to put a cultivation facility together, whether you're a small, you know, hobbyist grower, or you're one of the larger MSOs, you know, with hundreds of thousands of square feet of cultivation, GrowGen will service you and provide you with a solution that's exactly right for you. Every grower has a little different methodology of growing. And we have the ability through our supply chain, our 400 Grow Pros, to deliver a very personalized solution for any type of grower across the United States.
Well, I want to get into this. I want to get into the supply chain and get into the real and the inner workings of Grow Generation. But again, just to give a little bit of a refresher course for those and the understanding of hydroponics, the benefit of doing hydroponics, and why companies would want to work with Grow Generation. Again, like I said, a way to skip the soil, sub in a different material to support the roots of the plant, grow crops directly in nutrient-rich water. Now, this, I'm guessing that also Grow Generation does not just do cannabis, it's other farming and agricultural related fields. So, you know, what's the scope of who is working with you in terms of companies and clients? And, you know, what is it about, you know, not using the soil and working as opposed to doing the traditional sun grown indoor cannabis grows? What's the benefits of the hydroponics model?
Yeah. I mean, we're certainly a specialty retail operation that does provide all the products that you need to grow indoors without soil, which is the true definition of hydroponics. But hydroponics, in our definition, really includes everything that a cannabis and hemp farmer would want to utilize for their particular cultivation facility. The true definition is exactly what you said. It's growing without soil. The advantages are you're in a more cleaner environment. You don't necessarily institute, you know, pests and insects and things of that nature. It's more pure. There's certainly empirical data that says that growing through hydroponics, you can actually grow bigger tomatoes, you know, bigger cannabis plants. The actual nutrient uptake is much greater. So we see a lot of our customers using hydroponics in the true sense. But our customers also transcend in soil, in rock wool, you know, in cocoa, indoors, outdoors, greenhouse. You know, we service all types of growers. You know, we're focused primarily with the cannabis because there's just tremendous growth. You know, we're in a you know, economy right now where legalization is really taking hold across the United States. Every state, we believe, ultimately will have some form of legalization. We already, you know, have seen 15 states, you know, regulate, you know, adult use, and you're going to see more, I think, coming in 2021.
Now, so I want to ask you this real quick. And it comes to hydroponics. One of the other things I want to wrap my head around is on the program, we've talked a lot about compliance, a lot about testing. And one of the things I've learned in some of the research is just the fact of how, you know, the understanding of where you have testing compliance. Obviously, states have their own regulations. How does it work into having hydroponics when you don't have soil samples? As a case, some people might make the argument that there are no soil samples being used for compliance. How do you work around the regulations as opposed to doing it in a traditional grow?
In terms of hydroponics?
Correct.
I mean, again, we you know, hydroponics, you know, is really, you know, as again, the true definition is growing without soil. But from a compliance perspective, it comes down to, you know, pesticides and, you know, the regulatory environment as the state's agriculture departments have set those rules and regulations. And certainly the products that we sell are all within those guidelines. And, you know, we tend to, you know, sell products that are natural, organic, you know, that have been proven to work to increase yield, to increase the return on investment for our customers, our growers, to give them a pure, you know, return and also a pure product that is safe and efficacy and has efficacy for their customers that they're selling, you know, their products to. So from a testing perspective, you know, we're a garden center. So our business is not regulated like a traditional cultivator that's in the cannabis business. But certainly the cannabis customers that are looking to bring product to the market, certainly their products are tested. Their cannabis products are certainly under scrutiny to make sure that what they're delivering to the end user is safe and effective and certainly doesn't have any harmful contaminants. And our company is certainly, you know, positioned to sell, you know, only products that are truly in compliance. And we actually go kind of the opposite way where, you know, we're looking to sell more organic and products that are, you know, more natural than the synthetic, you know, fertilizers and other products that have been in the markets for many, many years.
Now, Michael, I want to jump in real quick and forgive me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go ahead and put this out that I was discouraging anything being said about the advantage of hydroponics. I'm trying to make the point across that it is, you know, the organic, the aqueous solvent, the issue of the purity without the pesticides. That makes great, that is extremely well put out. It's a great process to go by. And as a service provider, you would be able to give that knowledge to somebody that might have that question. That's where I'm coming from in that perspective. Yeah. But then again, there are the regulations that have not, maybe not have included hydroponics into the formula. That's the only thing that people I would imagine might have a question about.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hydroponics is the cleanest, safest, you know, way to grow any kind of plants. I mean, you think about it, it's nutrients in water, uprooted into the roots of a plant in a controlled environment, you know, that is indoors. And I think that's where most you know, cannabis growers and certainly, you know, large multi-state operators. The majority of our customers are certainly in that area, and that's the methodology that they've used. And that's where Grow Generation, you know, supplies product and expertise in that area.
Now, Grow Generation so far has gained 700% in terms of growth in the market, and making it the best, and that's in the stock market, making it the best performing cannabis stock of 2020 amid a sector-wide rally on hopes the U.S. is poised for federal legalization. Obviously, we saw the symbolic gesture of the House passing the MORE Act, but again, will it be able to go and pass for the Senate? It's the thought process that at least that cannabis is on the forefront of policymakers using as a bargaining chip if they will, but it doesn't matter. As long as legalization happens, that's a win-win for everybody. Now, investors are drawn as it's one of the few U.S.-based cannabis plays listed on the NASDAQ. That's we're talking about GrowGen. And it's also free of the legal risks that growers pose as it doesn't actually sell the plant itself. Again, providing. You're providing the tools to grow. You're not growing it yourself. So one of the things, I guess, is I want to know what the advantage that that gives you, because you see what's happening with Wall Street's outlook on cannabis, the looming possibility of federal legalization. I mean, either which way, you know, your company grows regardless of legalization or not. Talk to me about the advantage of that, and are the people in Wall Street understanding that as they're investing in you?
It's a great point, and I think the appreciation of our stock this year is attributed to a couple of things. One, we perform quarter over quarter. We've had 11 consecutive quarters of record growth, record revenue, oh, wow, record EBITDA. You know, we continue to execute the business plan. You know, our ability to open up a new location or acquire a new location, you know, we have the nimbleness to do that as these markets, you know, go from medical or without any regulation at all, legalization, whether it's medical or adult use. You know, Grow Generation has the staff and the, you know, management team and certainly the desire to open up these new markets, New Jersey being a great example. New Jersey just, you know, passed their rules to go to a recreational adult use environment. Grow Generation will have two locations, you know, this year, 2021, mm-hmm, in that market to take advantage of the rules and the regulations. We believe that Jersey, like some of the other markets like Michigan, they're going to be open to a green economy. They're going to have more cultivation licenses. They're going to tax at the cultivation level. They're going to tax at the dispensary level. And that's just more income and more revenue that they can reinvest into education, infrastructure, healthcare, COVID, and all the other things that these states require. And GrowGen is participating, you know, in that process by opening up these locations and really servicing, you know, the hundreds, if not thousands, of new cultivation businesses that we believe will get licensed. And we will be their partner to service them on the product and the supply chain side. So we think GrowGen is in a wonderful position to continue to grow its business as states continue to regulate and legalize, which we see New York, Pennsylvania, and other states coming, Florida. You also have our M&A strategy. We're buying the best of breed of hydroponic operators in the United States. There's over 1,000 hydroponic retail operators, and GrowGen continues to aggregate those best of breed under the Grow Generation umbrella. And you'll see more of that coming in 2021.
Okay, I want to move along. We got to go into commercial break. When we come back, I want to go ahead and talk to you about a recent story from InvestorPlace.com. They reported how GrowGeneration is marketing to smaller producers and home growers. I like this approach here because of the fact that, you know, when we're seeing the market being infiltrated on this program, we regularly talk about there is an infiltration. It's not a good or bad thing. It's just a matter. We have a lot of Fortune 1000 C-level executives, corporate types coming in either from tobacco or beverages or whatever it might have you, that are coming into the space, and they're bringing in their ideals, their processes, and are the middle people, or are the people that are not on the leaf that level, you know, that are mid-level or might be just small business owners, small growers. They need to be looked out after too. That's what GrowGen does. And I want to go and talk about that coming after a short break. I'm here with Michael Solomon, president of Grow Generation. And we'll continue right here after a short break. Stay with us, folks.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Michael Solomon, president of Grow Generation. By the way, we were just talking about the stock performance of Grow Generation before the break. So you might be asking yourself, that's a hot stock tip right there. It's a hot stock tip. Go look for them on NASDAQ. They are listed under the symbol GRWG. GRWG. Okay. Michael, investorplace.com, they reported on how Grow Generation markets to smaller producers and home growers. So here's what they wrote. Instead of being directly involved in producing cannabis, Grow Generation sells equipment needed to grow cannabis to small and mid-sized producers and individuals, plus equipment for organic gardens. But the money is in those cannabis growers. So I want to understand the attention that you're giving to those cannabis growers and the approach and how those growers have withstood the obstacles that 2020 brought. You know, what has that market been like and how has been the relationships cultivating that?
Yeah, our customers, and again, we're servicing everyone from the home grower all the way up to the multi-state operator. Mm-hmm. So for us, we've developed a multi-sales channel platform. We have a commercial division that next year we're projected to do about $100 million of business in that commercial division. We service everyone from Trulieve to GTI to Cresco to Cureleaf, all the big MSOs. You know, we're servicing them through a dedicated commercial division. We realized very early on that those big multi-state operators need to be treated a little bit differently. They need a white glove customer service approach. They need terms, they need financing, they need one bill at the end of the month. It's a business-to-business account. But with that said, you know, we have over 15,000 walk-ins every week, and that number is growing because we keep adding more locations across the United States. And those are your traditional growers, you know, your small craft growers, your hobbyists that are looking for, you know, some guidance and certainly the products that we sell. We outfit any type of grower, small, medium, large, it doesn't matter. You know, our business has been to cast the largest net to capture, you know, all of the growers that are out, you know, looking to take advantage of the cannabis, you know, windfall that's coming. And the momentum is certainly in the markets. We see more traffic coming into our stores. We see more licensing coming across the United States, and we continue to acquire, you know, more customers, more walk-in traffic. We get over 150,000 unique visitors to our website. You know, we added, I think, over 250 commercial customers, you know, between Q2 and Q3. So we're constantly building, you know, our book of business, and we can service any size of customer.
Which is the same idea as why CNBC would use a Lowe's or a Home Depot as the kind of the catalyst that works for this Correct. Model here. But now, one of the things I've noticed that when it comes to those, obviously those kind of big box stores, they might have a thing where they will cater, especially for their contractors, they might offer more attention. Talk about the level of attention that your teams are able to go and use, are able to give, you know, to customers that come in. And what kind of, what's the best word? What, is there anything that you do at all when it comes to on location? Any kind of yeah. outreach you do outside of the store? What level of attention do you give, you know, the full range of people that come in to go ahead and come to Grow Generation and work with you?
You know, what makes us different, and I really believe this, you know, Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow, we've created a new experience for all types of growers. And we appeal, I think, to a younger generation, the millennials that have been, you know, grown on home, you know, the Whole Foods, organic, you know, food movement, growing their own, you know, fruits and vegetables in their home. You know, certainly they're experiencing the legalization of cannabis and CBD and hemp. And we see this as a generation of growers. And Grow Generation, through its Grow Pros, you know, what separates us from everybody else in the marketplace, that we have professional growers that are enthusiasts around various plants, you know, particularly the cannabis plant. And they understand how to outfit your particular environment, whether you're a single, you know, hobbyist or you're the large MSO. You know, we have the ability through our staff and our professional Grow Pros to provide a level. And some, look, the large MSOs, they pretty much know what they want. But the small craft growers, they need guidance. They want to understand about LED lighting and benching and nutrients and uptake and the various ways of growing, you know, the plant, how they can increase, you know, flavor and taste. So we have a tremendous knowledge-based sales organization, second to none, because we've acquired through our acquisition model the best of breed of these hydroponic operations. And what comes with that is the best of breed individuals that have been in this business, you know, selling hydroponics for many years, in some cases 10 to 15 years, that we've now aggregated and assimilated under the Grow Generation umbrella. That's what separates us from everybody else. When you walk into a Grow Generation garden center, you're going to get knowledge. You're going to get direction. You're going to be able to outfit your grow, whether it's 1,000 square feet or 100,000 square feet. And you're going to be able to be, you know, dealt with a high level customer service, best pricing, delivered complete and on time, and with guys that and gals that understand, you know, the plant, you know, at a technical level, to provide real expertise and guidance to make sure that you, the individual, the MSO, the single state operator, are getting exactly what, you know, you want to get out of your particular cultivation facility.
I want to go on and move on to the article from Investor's Place. They refer to, as a whole, things are looking up for the cannabis industry in 2021. Home and small producer cultivators are expected to continue to grow in popularity. Interesting. And that's nothing but good news for Grow Generation. So why is it that small production end looks so positive? And that prediction right there of the popularity of growth in home and small producer cultivation. Talk to me about what you're seeing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the states, and it's actually, you know, various states, you know, right now there's, I believe it's state of Washington is putting in front of their, you know, political bodies, the regulatory, you know, legislation to allow for home grows, you know, up to six plants.
Wow.
Most of the legal markets, you know, have some sort of home grow rule. Certainly California, you know, other markets, they allow for you as an individual to grow up to X number of plants, 6, 12, 18, 24. And that's good for our business because we love that customer. That's the customer that's walking in. They're looking for knowledge. They're growing 6, 12 plants for their own personal use. That's a great hobbyist market for Grow Generation. And I do believe that with, you know, social equality and social justice and, you know, medical patient rights, that most states, if not all states, will opt to allowing for a level of home growing. And I see that happening across the United States, which is good for Grow Generation's business, of course.
Absolutely. It's a market that I guess would be underserved. Well, then again, you're dealing with a number of areas that might be underserved. Hydroponics, I mean, we know and we're aware of some of businesses doing it, but not to the level of grow generation. And obviously, you are now growing yourselves within M&As, again, mergers and acquisitions among other companies to just grow and become that national brand. So before we go to break, I want to go and ask you about that. The idea of that, even the advantage, obviously, you have without being necessarily attached to the cannabis plant itself, but providing the materials to grow growing hydroponics. Do you feel like there's a good chance that Grow Generation can then become that first national brand that is synonymous with cannabis and hemp? Is that one of the aspirations that Grow Generation has?
100%. You know, I think we're reinventing the experience of a lawn and garden center. You know, lawn and garden centers have been basically stagnant, you know, same products, you know, basically the same environment, plants, you know, for your home. The market is changing. You know, legalization of cannabis, CBD, hemp, you know, growing indoors 365 days a year, growing through hydroponic technology, utilizing LED lighting, you know, organically growing. You know, that's what GrowGen represents. You know, we represent something that is being invented through our, you know, curation of product and our, you know, our Grow Generation garden centers throughout the United States. You'll see over the next several years, you're going to see several Grow Generation garden centers in every state across the United States. And it's not just going to be for cannabis, you know, it's going to be for individuals that want to grow organically grown hydroponic fruits and vegetables and herbs. You're going to see Grow Generation and Grow Generation Home come to life in the next several years. You know, we certainly are focused very much on this high hypergrowth cannabis market, which we certainly see that market continuing to grow, you know, for many, many years to come as more states legalize. But we are the new garden center. This is a garden center for today's generation with new technology, environmental control systems, you know, LED lighting, organic nutrients, and products that are used to grow cannabis and hemp, as well as other, you know, fruits and vegetables in a much more, you know, organic and natural methodology that you can do indoors, not just, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks out of the year, you know, when the weather turns. And that's what GrowGen represents as a company. And we're very excited about where we're going.
Fantastic. You know, it's something to be said where for the longest time, one of the phrases that doesn't get used enough when they do, when the Grow Generation is being thrown in the same basket as a Home Depot or Lowe's, is do it yourself. The fact that, you know, we're still waiting for the policymakers to catch up to the idea of home grows and letting people have that chance. But more than anything else, that's what you're giving right now, which is great. It's the autonomy. It's that owning that grow yourself and be able to go ahead and take all the resources and materials that the big boys can have as well. Not just the pros. Anybody can become a pro with the grow materials that you offer at Grow Generation, which is great. I want to go ahead and come back. We're going to have some final questions for my guest, president of Grow Generation, Michael Salomon. Again, website is growgeneration.com, listed on the NASDAQ under the symbol GRWG. Take a look at all that as we go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold. sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Back with final questions with Michael Salomon, president of Grow Generation, who's been my guest throughout this half hour. NASDAQ.com actually wrote up a story. They said Grow Generation is looking to cash in on the upcoming approvals on the East Coast, so which have already been coming into play. You've already mentioned New Jersey now is now up to adult use, and you've already grown into that market. You're about to grow. You said in 2021, two new centers are supposed to be opening up hopefully very soon, and it's just a matter of time before other states will follow suit with more adult use. So in an interview with CNBC, your CEO, Darren Lampert, said the company expects to benefit from the expanding industry and already said they were scouting locations to set up shop on the East Coast this spring. So besides New Jersey, what other markets look promising for Grow Generation to grow and pop up with a store in the near future?
Yeah, Grow Generation is certainly looking at, you know, the political climate, the political landscape. And we are, you know, a first mover, you know, market player. So when we see a market like New Jersey convert, you're going to see Grow Generation open up operations in those states. So we have our eyes on New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. We're already in Maryland as well. We're already in Florida. We're actually in the process of consolidating our operation in South Florida right now into a large 60,000 square foot facility that will be a hub for the company to service the South Florida market, also the Caribbean market, as well as Puerto Rico.
Wow.
So we're focused, you know, on the East Coast. And I think the East Coast is going to be a tremendous opportunity and growth opportunity for the company, as these states have to legalize, in my opinion. They have to come to a conclusion that they're better served to be in a adult use market, taxing, creating revenue, and allowing for an economy to emerge, you know, and developing that economy with more growers, more cultivation licenses, more dispensaries, and build this into a multi-billion dollar, you know, market like the other states, like California and Michigan and Illinois and other states, and even Pennsylvania, that right now is a medical market. I think they're close to $1 billion in revenue. So there's just tremendous, you know, advantages that these states can obtain by just, you know, legislating a legal market, which I think will have more employment, you know, real estate with these warehouses that become beautiful indoor grow facilities. You know, you have Grow Generation participating, you have more hiring, you have dispensaries, you know, that open up. And it becomes really a very dynamic and positive, you know, economy that gets built once those rules, you know, take hold. And, you know, GrowGen's position is to open up, you know, depending on the size of the state, multiple Grow Generation, you know, garden centers that can support the growers. That's our mission. We're here to be the partner of the grower. And that's what we do. It's turnkey. It's one-stop shopping. It doesn't matter what your methodology is, but we're their partner to help them get into business so that they can then, you know, reap the rewards, whether it's a wholesale market or if they're vertically integrated, you know, so, you know, creating the best, you know, product that they can create, and then ultimately, you know, getting a return on their investment. That's where Grow Generation participates. And we'll service hundreds, if not thousands, of these cultivators as the laws change.
So for those that are looking, the website is chock full of products, grow lights, hydroponics, nutrients. There's just so much. Again, it's one-stop shopping that's being offered by Grow Generation. Real quickly, before we go and wrap things up, Let people know, obviously, we told people about the website, growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow. Love the tagline. Real quickly, if there's anything that you can kind of give us in, fill us in on that people should be looking at in particular, that it's going to release some stellar items or any things that are real highlights that Grow Generation is working on right now.
I mean, we're working on so many different things. I mean, we have a very strong pipeline of acquisitions. You're going to see Grow Generation expand its footprint in California, particularly Southern California, which is an area. We just did a transaction in Temecula with Grassroots. We did a transaction up in Northern California with the third largest chain, GrowBiz. You're going to see more acquisitions. You're going to see more stores that we're going to greenfield, like in New Jersey and other markets, as those markets convert into an adult use market. You're going to see Grow Generation invest in products, but not just any product. Products that are proprietary, products that are unique, that actually add value to the cultivator, that provide higher yields, a better performing product. And we're in the midst of some really interesting conversations on that front. You're going to see Grow Generation invest in technology, so that when a new license holder comes to market, they're going to come to GrowGen for their engineering designs, their layouts. We want to be the one-stop shopping solution for from the point that you get your license all the way through your build out to all your additives and your consumables, which is the recurring revenue business for GrowGen. We want you to come to GrowGen, and we will take care of you. And we will take care of you better than anybody else in the market.
There we go. Said it from the president of Grow Generation himself, Michael Salomon. Thanks for being here with us. Again, website is growgeneration.com. And again, on the NASDAQ, GRWG, that's listed on that stock symbol. Thanks so much for taking time out. I'm glad that you and your team are doing so well. And you know, again, you know, everybody thinks about the fact that, hey, you know, through 2020, what a tumultuous year everybody had financially and maybe business-wise, that Grow Generation, you know, it's in the name. They're continuing to grow. And there's a lot of positive to be said. And I think that's just a testament to what the rest of the industry is going to look like in 2021 as well. And people just keep the hopes up. Now, maybe legalization is still not on the horizon yet. Maybe the policymakers will still be very hesitant and stubborn in order to make that happen. But obviously, the growth of the industry continues state by state. We're seeing it. And it's a very interesting model as to not just the fact of having this garden center model and having it so accessible and available in as many states as possible. Also, the hydroponics end of this whole mix is also very interesting. Michael, thanks for being on with us. Really glad to have you on.
My pleasure, Jorge. Much appreciated.
Hey, thank you again. And thank you, listeners, as always, for listening to the program. Blunt Business, one of the top 100 business podcasts on Apple Podcasts and their management and marketing. Thanks to all of you for making that possible. And most importantly, thank you for subscribing, making sure that you always rate and review right here on Apple Podcasts. Let people know about the show. Let it put up and higher in the rankings. Let's get it as high as we can. Let's get cannabis up first and foremost. Let's get it in everybody's purview. We want to have that happen. And in the meantime, come back for another episode next week. We'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.